I made a song on the unexpected came up.
So, I'm late because something unexpected came up.
I'd like to wish you all a very auspicious Srinath Chaturthasi.
Today, I would like to wish you all a very auspicious Narasimha Chaturdashi.
I very glad to have visitors from all over India and also from other countries.
We are very glad that we have visitors from all over India and also from other countries.
This verse describes when somebody is coming up from the tomb.
This verse describes Narasimhadev coming out from the column.
So that's the form of our deity.
So that is the form of our deity.
Stano Narasimha.
Stano Narasimha.
Coming out from the stamba.
Coming out from the stamba.
Where are the demons?
Where are the demons?
Who would dare kill my devotee, Prahlad?
Who would dare kill my devotee, Prahlad?
So, that's the mood of the Stano Narasimha.
So that is the mood of the Stano Narasimha. Generally, temples have Ugra Narasimha.
If
they want Ugra Narasimha. But this deity is more Ugra than Ugra.
Ugra means he already killed Hiranyakashipu.
Ugra means he already killed Hiranyakashipu.
This is just looking for him.
This is that he is just looking for him.
So, Lord Chaitanya, when he heard the Vishnu Sahasranam,
Lord Chaitanya, when he heard the Vishnu Sahasranam,
that time, when he heard the names of Narasimhadev,
at that time, when he heard the names of Narasimhadev,
he came in ecstasy.
He came into ecstasy.
And he ran out in the street.
And he ran out in the street. Carrying a stick.
And he said, where are the demons? Where are the demons?
And he said, where are the demons? Where are the demons?
They saw this angry form of Lord Chaitanya. They ran.
People, when they saw this angry form of Lord Chaitanya, they ran.
And then Lord Chaitanya said, oh, I have scared all these people.
So then Lord Chaitanya felt sad that, oh, I've scared all these people.
And my Buddha said, send me by seeing you, Lord, all these people are delivered.
But Murari Gupta Prabhu said, simply by seeing you like this, oh Lord, all these people are delivered.
So, Lord Chaitanya was also in the mood.
So Lord Chaitanya was also in the mood of Stanu Narasimha.
So that seems to be appropriate that we have the Stanu Narasimha, and Lord Chaitanya also showed sad mood.
So it seems appropriate that we have Sthanu Narasimha, because Lord Chaitanya also showed the same mood.
Last night there was a Lakshmi Narasimha who went around the ashram.
Last night they had Lakshmi Narasimha who went around the ashram.
And he instructed the different parts of the mandir.
And he visited the different parts of the mandir.
So, when Narasimha Devaniya visited the Narasimha Palli,
Lord Narasimha Dev, when he visited Narasimha Palli,
he stayed there.
He stayed there.
The Devas built small cottages.
The Devas built small cottages
and called it Deva Palli.
And called it Deva Palli.
And they and their wives served Lord Narasimha Dev.
And they and their wives served Lord Narasimha Dev.
Cooking for him.
Cooking for him.
And offering various articles.
And offering various articles. Offering foodstuffs.
So, in this way, they had an opportunity to serve the Lord very close.
So, in this way, they had an opportunity to serve the Lord very close.
So the thought came in my mind that maybe we should help both deities.
So the thought came to my mind that maybe we should have both deities.
Sthanu Narasimha, which is the most ugra.
Sthanu Narasimha, which is most ugra.
And Lakshmi Narasimha Prahlad are most peaceful.
And Lakshmi Narasimha Prahlad who are most peaceful.
Both realms are existing in the annals of Mayapur.
Anyway, both the forms are existing within Mayapur.
So, we find that in the temples around India, Narasimha Dev, he was very personal with Prahlad.
How Lord Narasimha Dev, he was very personal with Prahlad.
Prahlad was trying to meditate on Lord Narasimha Dev.
Prahlad was trying to meditate on Lord Narasimha Dev.
But being a young boy, he didn't know how to assume the yoga asana.
But being a small boy, he didn't know how to assume the yoga asana.
So Lord Narasimha Dev showed him how to meditate in yoga.
So Lord Narasimha Dev showed him how to meditate in yoga.
That's the Yoga Narasimha Deity.
That is the Yoga Narasimha Deity.
There's a deity between Vimalar and Mysore in Karnataka.
That's a deity between Bangalore and Mysore in Karnataka.
Melkote.
How many of you have seen Yoga Narasimha?
Oh, many.
Many.
And also in different forms of Narasimha Dev.
Also there are different forms of Narasimha Dev.
In Mangalagiri.
In Mangalagiri.
By Vijayawada.
By Vijayawada.
As the deity of Narasimha Dev.
there is a deity of Narasimha Dev
who drinks also after him.
Who drinks
what you offer him.
What you offer him.
He drinks half.
He drinks half.
And he spits out half.
And then he spits out half.
And the shankha and the conch shell.
In the shankha, in the conch shell.
And so you get prasad on the spot.
So you get prasad on the spot.
This year our safari went up the hill.
This year our safari went up the hill.
How many have seen that deity?
How many of you have seen the deity?
So they say that in a Satyoga and also somewhere else.
So they said that in Satyoga they offered Somaras.
And in Tritiyoga they offered Ghee.
In the Treta Yuga they offer Ghee.
In the Dwapara Yuga they offer milk.
In Dwapara Yuga they offer milk.
And in the Kali Yuga gold water.
In Kali Yuga gold water.
Oh, that's known as Thana.
That's called Panaka.
So now is Panaka Nashima.
So now is Panaka Panaka Nashima.
Now I saw when I went up the four of us in the platform that's filled with gore.
So when I went up, I saw that there was a platform that was filled with gore.
And then they mixed the gore with water.
And that they mixed the gore with water.
And normally, flies like gore.
Normally, flies, they like gore.
But there, no flies.
But there, no flies.
Flies are afraid of the shanty.
The flies were afraid of Narasimhadev.
And the mango tree in the temple of Visakhapatnam.
In Mangalagiri, in the temple of Visakhapatnam,
there Balaram Maharaj told Narasimhadev.
There, Prahlad Maharaj told Narasimhadev
that my uncle was liberated by you.
That my uncle was liberated by you.
In your form as the boar incarnation.
In your form as the boar incarnation.
But I couldn't see that.
But I couldn't see that.
So can I see the boar incarnation now?
So can I see the boar incarnation now?
The Lord Narasimhadev, he manifested the boar head.
So, Lord Narasimhadev, he manifested the boar head.
With the Narasimha body.
With the Narasimha body.
So he was Varaha Narasimha Murti.
So he was Varaha Narasimha Murti.
And he is colored by sandalwood taste.
And he is kept covered by sandalwood taste.
All year round.
All year round.
Except one day.
Except one day.
Half day.
Half day.
When they open and they cover again.
When they open and they cover again.
Somehow, I got a pass on that day.
I got a pass on that day.
And there were like 3-4 lakhs of people lined up.
There were like lakhs of people lined up. 3-4 lakhs of people lined up.
So I went by the back door.
So I went by the back door.
And I showed the special pass.
And I showed the special pass.
I got the every door.
At every door.
I got through.
I got through.
Finally the last gate.
Finally the last came.
I showed to the head officer.
So I showed to the head officer.
Who was very extremely burned out, stressed out.
So who was extremely burned out, stressed out.
He looked at
me and threw it.
I can't deal with this.
I cannot deal with this.
I got all the way.
I went all the way.
Just the last gate. Krishna makes you feel like so much desire. So then the president, he crawled over the gate. Went in and he talked to the priest or somebody.
He went in and talked to the priest or somebody.
So finally they opened the door. And then they go up in the Sanctum Sanctorum.
So they let me go in the Sanctum Sanctorum.
And they forgot I was there.
And they forgot that I was there.
Meanwhile, I smiling through the Lord to have a few seconds of darshan.
So meanwhile, so many people were having few seconds of darshan.
I was there, I had about 1 hour of darshan.
I had about 1 hour of darshan.
What's he doing there?
Then they realized, what's he doing there?
That deity is also millions of years old.
That deity is also millions of years old.
So through all these different deities. We will understand that Prahlad, he had a lot of personal interaction with Narasimhadeva.
We can understand that Prahlad, he had a lot of personal interaction with Narasimhadeva.
Narasimhadeva is Krishna and he's very personal with his devotees.
And Narasimhadeva, he's Krishna who's very personal with his devotees.
And he's the protector of his devotees. But at the same time, he's the annoying of the demons.
And at the same time, he is annoying to the demons.
Enemy
to the demons.
So, in this material world, Krishna gives us a chance.
So, in this material world, Krishna gives us a chance
to get back to him. Also to enjoy this material world. If that's our idea. So, also, he comes down to the lower souls and also in doing so to realize transcendental pastimes.
He also comes down to deliver souls and in doing so to realize transcendental pastimes.
So,
in different days of Brahma,
and there will be different manifestations of Narasimhadeva.
There are many different manifestations of Narasimhadeva.
One, I don't know exactly, but it seems one.
It seems one.
Is the Brahma.
In each day of Brahma.
But I don't know if he comes every day or just some days.
I don't know if he comes every day or just some days.
But in our day of Brahma, he worshipped Lord Brahma. And he got this particular boon.
Boon.
And in other days of Brahma.
Mentioned in the Puranas.
He worshipped Lord Shiva. And he told the Lord, at least accept that Shiva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
And he told Prahlad, at least accept that Lord Shiva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
He said, no.
He said, no.
Only Vishnu.
Only Vishnu.
Ah! Yo! So, in different, one time, Hiranyakashipu, and built a big air-conditioned stadium.
He built a big air-conditioned stadium.
If I remember correctly, it was like 150 kilometers long and 50 kilometers wide.
If I remember correct, it was 150 kilometers long and 50 kilometers wide.
Everyone was there. No one grew old. Whoever was there, they didn't suffer disease or old age.
Anybody who was there, they didn't suffer disease or old age.
There was food by the side, priest by the side, priest.
Feast
on the sides.
There is feast on the sides.
So you can eat. So they would do kirtan to Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu ki jai.
I don't know what, but they had some kirtan.
So he told Prahlad,
you have till six to live.
And at six, if your God doesn't show up.
And by six, if your God doesn't show up,
I'm killing you. Meanwhile, everyone enjoy. So here, who wants to enjoy Hiranyakashipu feast?
So here, who wants to enjoy Hiranyakashipu feast?
You're not good demons. God said, Narasimhadeva, he came walking, flying through the surrounding city.
So it said that Narasimhadeva, he came walking and then flying through the surrounding city.
And the people saw him and they ran. He came flying in the big covered area.
So he came flying into the big covered area.
And Hiranyakashipu could see this giant form, part lion,
part man.
And Hiranyakashipu, he saw this giant form, part lion, part man.
At the end of the stadium.
At the end of the stadium.
And he said, no beasts allowed.
No beasts allowed.
So now some jets tell him he should go back.
So he sent some agents to tell him that he should go back.
Jets went. And they said, go back, order a Hiranyakashipu hospital.
So they went and said, so you have to go back. This is the order of Hiranyakashipu.
I can't laugh like that, Sukadev.
I can't laugh like that, Sukadev.
Sounds all like Hiranyakashipu.
It's all right if it's Hiranyakashipu.
Then Sukadev said, okay, bomb him. Bomb him, shoot him down.
So,
Hiranyakashipu told the jets to shoot him.
So Hiranyakashipu told the jets to bomb him, shoot him down.
They came in.
So the flying jets, they came in.
And then Lord Narasimhadev's whiskers were standing out his hair.
So Lord Narasimhadev's, his whiskers were standing out his hair.
And as soon as the planes touched. One of his hairs.
They were pulverized.
And the insect pulverizes.
It's like insect gets pulverized.
So then Hiranyakashipu starts sending missiles.
So then Hiranyakashipu started sending missiles.
And Hiranyakashipu would catch the missiles.
And Narasimhadev would catch the missiles.
And throw it down. So then, had used up most of his missiles.
So then, Hiranyakashipu had used up most of his missiles.
And used his royal air force.
Now he tried his last super missile.
But it was nothing for Narasimhadev.
Boom.
So then Hiranyakashipu, he pulled out himself, his sword strong.
So Hiranyakashipu, he flew out with his sword.
He was ready to fight. And so Narasimhadev waited until the sunset.
So Narasimhadev, he was waiting until sunset.
So he played with him.
So he played around with him.
Fighting
for some time.
And then just at the sunset. He bifurcated Hiranyakashipu. And then he sat on the big throne. Of Hiranyakashipu. And he stood there. Okay. Who's going to take me out?
And then he said, okay, who's going to take me out?
Then the demons came up. He wiped them out.
Few demons came up and he wiped them out.
And they ran.
And everybody ran.
So, is that yugas, different the days, kalpas?
So different yugas, different days, different kalpas.
Different pastimes of the Lord.
There are different pastimes of the Lord. Opportunity to serve the Lord
and be protected by Krishna,
and be protected by Krishna
in his form as Narasimhadev. This is the last 2 days of the Vaishak month. And everything we do is 100 times more.
And everything we do is 100 times more.
Ganga bonus. This is a very good time. Get your spiritual batteries recharged. And it's a good place to tell us. We can pray to Lord Narasimhadev. To remove the obstacles for serving Panchatattva. Serving Radha Madhava Maya Purchandra.
Radha Madhava and Ashtasakis.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says we can also pray to Narasimhadev. For pure Krishna Prema.
The thing is, there are so many different pastimes of the Lord.
And the Lord is, I love to hear all the Lord's pastimes are so very good.
The devotees, they love to hear how the Lord's pastimes are so variegated.
And one of the Shatrughs, Chaitanya forms,
in the Shatrughs Chaitanya form,
most forms have two as Raghunath, or Ram, two as Krishna, and so is Lord Chaitanya.
And so in that form, two hands of Krishna, two hands of Rama, and two hands of Lord Chaitanya.
I saw one, and two hands of Lord Narasimhadev, two hands of Krishna, and two of Lord Chaitanya.
So I saw a form where two hands of Lord Narasimhadev, two hands of Krishna, and two hands of Lord Chaitanya.
Lord Narasimhadev is somehow a very special form.
Lord Narasimhadev is somehow a very special form.
And of all the forms,
other than Lord Chaitanya, Krishna and Ram,
Lord Narasimhadev and personal dealings with his devotees.
Lord Narsingadev has personal dealings with his devotees.
Here in
Navadvip,
he was very approachable. And the devotees served him. And also the devotees have prayed to Lord Narsingadev.
Here also the devotees prayed to Lord Narsingadev.
And God has mercy.
And God has mercy.
Our actual perfection is to serve the Lord. We shouldn't desire to be something back in the spiritual world.
We read how we shouldn't desire that to be simply back in the spiritual world.
Because we want to serve the Lord and His devotees.
Because we want to serve the Lord and His devotees.
And for that reason, if He wants us to be in the spiritual world, okay.
If for that reason He wants us to be in the spiritual world, it's okay.
We don't want to be there without His service.
But we don't want to be there without His service.
So, Lord Krishna, to approach Him, you have to surrender.
So, Lord Krishna, to approach Him, you have to surrender.
And Lord Chaitanya was so merciful.
But Lord Chaitanya, He was so merciful.
And even you are against Him.
That even if you're against Him,
He would change your consciousness.
He would change your consciousness.
And He would change the demonic consciousness to a devotee.
And He would change the demoniac consciousness to that of a devotee.
And one would take shelter of Lord Chaitanya.
And one would take shelter of Lord Chaitanya.
And automatically
become a devotee.
I asked my secretaries. Lord Chaitanya had delivered many fallen souls.
That Lord Chaitanya had delivered many fallen souls.
Fisherman.
Barber.
So on.
So then I asked.
Who was the pundit? Mayavadi. Offensive. Who got delivered by Lord Chaitanya. So they asked for a hint. I said he's from Bengal. So far, they didn't answer.
But so far, they didn't answer.
So I'm putting on Facebook.
To see if anybody had an answer.
He's not from Bengal. I'm not giving.
Anyway.
Send your jpssecrets@gmail.com.
You can send your answers at jpssecrets@gmail.com.
But Lord Chaitanya, He was most merciful.
Lord Chaitanya, He was most merciful.
Some of His devotees were devotees of Lord Narsimhadev. One Narsimhananda Das Brahmachari.
So, I'm sure that is very dear to the devotees.
So, Narasingha Dev is very dear to the devotees.
We go out preaching. Sometimes we meet inimical people. One time I went trying to make a life member. I went in Calcutta to some business address. And I went to see this businessman. And I showed him a few things. So do you want a life membership? And then he blasted me. He said most offensive things. I don't believe in this garbage, it's all false. It really hit me with all his stuff. And when he was finished, I showed my pictures. See, what the study was on.
Then I showed him a picture where we're distributing prasadam. We were doing various things at different places.
He was amazed. I thought you had run away.
I thought you would run away. You're still here.
How much I have to sign? I was just testing you. So you never know what crazies you meet. So Narasimha Dev, he gives us his protection. So I think all of you will be present.
We thank all of you for being present.
Now, this is us.
This is a very special day.
Also for the DOVP. Therefore, Lord Narasimha's altar.
Therefore, on Lord Narasimha Dev's altar, they come up with golden tiles.
And also a Narasimha Dev medallion.
And also a Narasimha Dev pendant.
I am requesting them to please touch the Narasimha medallion to the lotus feet of Lord Narasimha Dev. You can wear it in your heart.
You can bury it in your heart.
Outside. Narasimha Hridayam.
Hideya Narasimha.
Bahya Narasimha.
Inside and outside.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
This is the tile.
This is the tile.
This is from the main altar.
This is from the main altar.
A golden brick.
The golden brick.
108,000 rupees.
108,000 rupees.
But they don't give a medallion.
But they don't give a medallion.
I got this, but it's going to stay in the temple.
I got this, but it will stay in the temple.
This stays in the temple.
But this stays in the temple?
This stays with you.
But this stays with you.
Only $51,000 or $1,000.
Only $51,000 rupees or $1,000.
What a great opportunity.
So it is a great opportunity.
I'm going to get mine today.
I'm going to get mine today.
If there's any left.
If there is any left.
Remember how Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he went door to door.
As remembering how Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he went door to door
to collect for the first temple at the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya.
To collect for the first temple at the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya.
So like that.
So like that.
He collected 1 rupee.
He collected 1 rupee.
From 20,000 people.
From 20,000 people. 30,000 people.
So, they have various schemes.
So they have various schemes.
People can donate 1 square foot.
Where people can donate 1 square foot.
Or a golden brick.
Or a golden brick.
Or a gold tile.
Or a golden tile.
So everyone has a chance.
So everyone has a chance.
To participate.
To participate.
In the temple of Vedic Planetarium.
In the temple of the Vedic Planetarium.
Mention that somewhere during this, so we get some help from the ISIS.
Somewhere, if you mention JPS, then you get help for the exhibits. Somewhere, if you mention JPS, then I also get help for the exhibits.
So any questions today about Narasimha Dev?
So any questions today about Narasimha Dev?
Guru Maharaj, you just mentioned in this class that in this special month of Vaishak, whatever you do, you get 100 times the benefit. But we have heard that in this holy dham of Mayapur, Navadip Dham, whatever we do here, we get 1,000 times the benefit. So, is the 1,000 times multiplied by 100 times for this special month?
Why not?
Why not?
How much is that?
How much is that?
100,000. Wow.
100,000. Wow.
Poor farmers.
Some of our Namahat, which are all poor farmers,
We all went together to get 1 square foot.
They all contributed together to give 1 square foot.
One Chinese girl. She saved that for the whole year.
She saved for a whole year.
In a piggy bank.
In a piggy bank.
And she gave 1 square foot.
And she gave 1 square foot.
So the idea is that.
So the idea is that
somehow or other everybody can participate.
Somehow or the other, everybody can participate.
But today, especially the tile.
But today, especially the tile.
And the medallion.
And the medallion.
That's really something wonderful.
That's really something wonderful.
Narsingadev tile.
Narsingadev tile.
And Narsingadev medallion.
And Narsingadev medallion.
On Narsingha Chaturdashi.
On Narsingha Chaturdashi.
Any other question?
Any other question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you. I wanted to ask a question. A friend of mine is in Isnet Oracle. There's a Narsingadev temple there. Put Narsingadev temple carved out of one stone. And he says there's also a deity of Narsingadev's son, Pragalden. Have you ever heard anything like that? Was Narsingadev having a son?
We never heard as such.
Lord Ram had two.
Lord Ram had two.
Krishna had hundreds of thousands.
Krishna had hundreds of thousands.
But suddenly, if you have some bona fide shastra.
But Narsingadev, if you have some bona fide shastra, you can show me. We mainly study the Srimad Bhagavatam.
With a little bit here and there Puranas.
With a little bit of here and there from the Puranas.
But if there are some Praman.
But if there are some Praman.
We're going to read it.
We are prepared to read it.
It's one question to translate the question in Spanish, whether there is any pastime when Lord Narasimha met Lakshmi Devi for the first time.
Because she is not created.
She is an expansion of the energy of Lord Krishna.
She is an expansion of the energy of Lord Krishna.
or energy of the expansion of energy of Lord Narayan.
Or expansion of the energy of Lord Narayan.
So as a Shakti.
So as a Shakti.
She is not created.
She is not created.
But also we are not created.
Also we are not created.
But sometimes we fall under the influence of Maya.
But sometimes we fall under the influence of Maya.
And a Shakti doesn't fall under such influence.
But his Shakti doesn't fall under the under such influence.
We are very small souls.
We are very small souls.
Big.
They are very big.
So they can directly, and we can all directly interact with Krishna.
We can all directly interact with Krishna.
And what's see that? Krishna, he has personal relationship with each and every devotee.
Krishna, he has personal relationships with each and every devotee.
Because he is unlimited.
Because he is unlimited.
And he extends his avatars, take all different roles.
So, and he expands into his avatars to take up different roles.
So, Padmanabha, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu.
So, Padmanabha, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu.
He has Lord Brahma as his son.
He has Lord Brahma as his son.
So, that's in every universe. Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. Give birth to Lord Brahma.
So that's in every universe where Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, he gives birth to Lord Brahma.
Who is born on the lotus flower.
Who is born on the lotus flower.
Who is top of the lotus flower is Satyaloka.
The top of the lotus flower is Satyaloka.
Otherwise, in the spiritual world.
Otherwise, in the spiritual world.
There's no birth, there's no death.
There is no birth and there is no death.
Krishna, the Guru called devotees, please stay, because now there is a present for you. This is actually in this auspicious day of Narasimha Chaturdasi, and there is a present that Srila Jayapataka Swami is going to give, special for the Lakshmi Narasimha temple they have in the Gurukula for the temple. But we need one strong volunteer because it's very heavy. Maybe Chit can come here. Oh. He said, I think it's about more than 20 kilos, I think. It's a bell to be used in the temple.
Thank you.
go and have darshan.
Let's go and have darshan.
Thank you.